Title: Swing in Ableton Live 12. Push It with Jungle Swing Beginner. All right, let's talk about swing in Ableton Live 12, specifically the kind of swing that makes jungle and drum and bass drums roll like they've got a mind of their own without turning into a sloppy, flammed mess. Here's the big idea. In jungle, you don't usually want everything swinging the same amount. You want a boss of the grid, something that tells your ear, this is where the beat is. Most of the time, that's your kick and your main snare. Those are the pillars. Then you let the break texture, hats, shuffles, and ghost notes orbit around those pillars. That's how you get bounce and urgency at 174 BPM, while still sounding clean and confident. By the end of this, you'll have a 16-bar rolling drum loop built from three layers, a sampled break, a tight kick and snare one-shot layer, and a hat or top loop that carries extra movement. And you'll have a repeatable workflow you can drop into any DNB project. Let's build it. First, set up your session so it's DNB ready. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I like 174 as a starting point. Now make three tracks, an auto track called Break, a MIDI track called Kick / Snare Tight, and another MIDI track called Hat / Tops. Optional, but nice. Create a return track called Drum Verb and throw hybrid reverb on it. Small room kind of vibe. We're not going for a huge wash, just a touch of space later if we want it. Now step 1. Choose and prep a break sample. Drag a break beat onto the break track. Immense style, think, modern clean break doesn't matter. Just pick something with clear transient so you can hear timing changes. Double-click the clip so it opens in clip view, and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. This is a classic choice for break slicing behavior in Ableton. Then set preserve to 1/16. That's a good jungle safe starting point, because it keeps the little hits articulate while you mess with timing. Before we even think about swing, the break has to loop perfectly on the grid. This is huge, because if the break is drifting already, groove is just going to amplify the problem and you'll think swing is the issue when it's actually warping. So loop it to 1 bar or 2 bars. Hit play. Does it land cleanly on the one? If it's drifting, do a quick fix. Find a strong transient near the downbeat. Right-click and choose warp from here straight. Or manually adjust your first warp marker so the downbeat hits exactly at 1.1.1. Take an extra minute here. It pays off the whole time. Quick coach note. Groove is strongest when transients are clear. If your break sounds cloudy or woolly, swing just feels like lateness. So it's totally fair to do a tiny cleanup now. Add EQ8 on the break and try a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz if it feels boxy. You can also lightly push transients with drum boss or a gentle saturator, just enough to make the hits speak. Cool. Now step 2. Add your anchor drums. Straight and punchy. On kick / snare tight. Load a drum rack. Choose a short punchy kick and a snappy snare. Or layer a clap with a snare if you want more crack. Now program a basic 1-bar DNB pattern. Kick on 1.1. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's your classic backbeat. Optional. Add a second kick around 1.3.3 for drive. Now here's the rule. Quantize this pretty straight. Start with 1/16 quantize, but keep it feeling grid solid. This track is your grid boss. If you ever get lost later, you should be able to mute everything else and still feel exactly where the beat is. Now step 3. Find a jungle groove in Ableton's Groove Pool. Open the Groove Pool. You can find grooves in the browser, or open the Groove Pool from the View menu. Look for swing grooves, shuffle grooves, and honestly, don't ignore the ones labeled breakbeat or hip-hop. A lot of jungle swing lives in those fields. Drag a groove into the Groove Pool. If it has a percentage in the name, that's a hint of its character, but we're going to shape it ourselves anyway. DNB tip, as a starting feel, you're often living in that 55 to 65 swing zone for something subtle. But today we're also going to push it harder, jungle style, and learn how to keep it from falling apart. Now step 4, apply groove to the break. This is the jungle swing moment. Click your break clip. In clip view, find the groove chooser and select the groove you just added. Now go to the groove pool and tweak the groove parameters. Start with timing around 60 to 85. Higher equals stronger swing. Random. Keep it low. Start at 0 to 10. Velocity. 0 to 20 can be cool, but be careful on breaks because the break already has its own dynamics. Bass. Try 1/16. Now hit play and really listen. You're listening for roll. At feeling like the pattern is leaning, pulling you forward, but without losing the backbeat. If your snare starts sounding late or sloppy, don't panic. That's normal when you push swing hard on a break that has loud snares inside it. Which brings us to step 5. Keep snares solid by separating swing from impact. Option A is the easy, very common approach. Reduce swing on the brake and put more swing on the tops. So maybe keep the brake timing around 55 to 70 and let hats do the dancing. Option B is also beginner-friendly even though it sounds fancy. Make space in the brake so your one-shot snare owns the hit. Put a Q8 on the brake, high-pass it around 120 to 200 Hz to clear low weight. And if it's boxy, dip around 200 to 500. The idea is, the brake becomes texture and movement, and the one-shot snare becomes the clean, consistent punch that tells the listener where 2 and 4 are. And here's a really important troubleshooting tip. If it starts sounding like flams, check sample start offsets first. Open Simpler or the drum rack pad for your kick and snare and make sure the start point is tight. A sloppy sample start can mimic bad timing even when the MIDI is perfectly on the grid. Now step 6, add hats or tops that swing harder than everything else. On hats/tops, load another drum rack or use Simpler if you're using a hat loop. Program basic 1/16 closed hats to start. Just steady hats on every 16th note. Then add occasional open hats on offbeats if you want some lift. Now apply the same groove to the hat's clip, but push it more than the brake. Try timing 75 to 95, velocity 10 to 30, because hat dynamics really help the feel. Random 5 to 15, subtle. Past that, at 174 BPM, things can collapse into messy timing fast. This is one of the core jungle tricks. Your hats can be more swung than your kick and snare and it still feels tight, because your anchors stay straight. Extra coach idea. Think in zones, not random nudges. Offbeats, then positions, can go slightly late to feel laid back. Pickups, notes right before the snare, can go slightly early to create urgency. It's controlled push-pull, not chaos. Now step 7. Commit the groove when you like it. When it's feeling good, select the clips you want to print, and in the groove pool click commit. This locks the timing into the clip, so it's no longer dependent on groove pool settings. You can then edit it like it's real performance data. Teacher move here, use commit as a creative checkpoint. Don't wait until the end. Commit when you find a vibe, duplicate the clip, and push the duplicate harder. Then a slash B them quickly while the loop plays. That's how you train your ear fast. Now step 8, add push with micro timing. This is the secret sauce and it's tiny. After committing, go into the MIDI editor for hats. Grab a few notes and nudge them 1 to 5 milliseconds late for a smoother roll. Or take a couple ghosty notes and nudge them slightly early for excitement. Beginner safe rule. Only move tops and ghost notes, not the main snare hits. Keep those pillars dependable. Now step 9. Glue the drum bus so the whole thing feels like one instrument. Group your 3 tracks into a drum group. On the group, add drum bus. Drive around 3 to 10 to taste. Boom, keep it conservative, like 0 to 20, because your bass will usually handle sub-weight in DNB. Transients, try plus 5 to plus 15 so the groove speaks. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not crushing, you're making the layers breathe together. Optional, add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 4 dB just to thicken and unify. If you want extra aggression later without destroying your groove, use Parallel Smash, a return track with a harder glue compressor and saturator, blended in at like 10 to 25%. That's a classic way to get angry drums while keeping swing intact. Now step 10, arrange it into a 16-bar idea that feels like jungle. Bars 1 to 4, break only, maybe filtered a bit, light hats. Bars 5 to 8, bring in your kick and snare anchors, increase hat velocity or add occasional open hats. Bars 9 to 12, add a variation. Duplicate the break. Mute one or two little hits for call and response, or layer a second break quietly. Bars 13 to 16, add fills every 4 bars. Tiny stutters, snare rushes, little edits. Easy fill idea. Copy the last half bar and remove the first kick so the swung break drags you into the downbeat. The contrast makes the one feel huge. A quick list of common mistakes to avoid while you're listening. If you swing everything equally, the groove can feel drunk. Keep anchors straighter. If warping is off, groove won't sound like swing, it'll just sound wrong. Fix the loop first. Too much random, especially above around 15, can make hats messy at 174. Layer phase and flam is real. Tighten sample starts. Nudge one layer a few milliseconds or EQ so each layer has a clear job. And don't commit groove and then straight quantize everything again. That erases the vibe. Now, if you want a darker, heavier DNB feel, here are a couple quick pro-style upgrades. Twing the highs, Keep the lows disciplined. High pass the brake higher than you think, often 150 to 250 Hz, so swing doesn't blur the low end. Make ghost notes swing, not the backbeat. Add quiet ghost snares just after beat 2 and just before beat 4, then swing those harder than everything else. For jungle grit without harshness, saturator with soft clip, then low pass with auto filter until cymbals stop fizzing. Redux can work too, but keep it subtle and then darken it with filtering. And manage stereo. Keep kick and snare mono, hats slightly wide but controlled. If the groove feels unfocused, narrow the break a bit so timing reads clearer. Let's wrap with a mini practice exercise you can do in about 10 minutes to train your ear. Load one break and loop two bars. Apply a groove and set timing to 0. Listen. Then set timing to 50. Listen. Then set timing to 90. Listen. At each stage, answer out loud. Does it roll or does it stumble? Do snares still feel like they land correctly? Now add your straight kick and snare one shots and repeat. Notice how anchors can save an aggressively swung break. Then commit your favorite groove and make one manual edit. Move to hat note slightly late, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. Listen. Did it become smoother? Or did it just feel slower? That question is basically your swing compass. Recap.